Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune. Military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost. To post 9/11 vets and their families, over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra, and here are this week's reviews. If you search Tom Cruise on YouTube, the first video that pops up is a behind-the-scenes video titled Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, The Biggest Stunt in Cinema History. That video shows us how Cruise performed a death-defying stunt for this film. He rode a motorcycle off a cliff that's almost 1,200 meters above sea level and opened his parachute just 500 meters before hitting the ground. He did this 6 times. In the first few seconds of the video, Cruise says it all comes down to one thing, the audience. At 61, Cruise is so determined to make us happy that he's willing to risk his life for it. And here's the thing, he delivers. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, the 7th installment in the Mission Impossible series, is a dazzling, consistently pleasurable ride. Director Christopher McQuarrie and Cruise take the tropes. Once again, Ethan Hunt and his IMF team must track down a new weapon before it falls into the wrong hands, and of course, the fate of the world is at stake. But they reconfigure these elements in a new and artful way. There are dastardly villains, characters whose loyalty is a question mark, high-speed chases in breathtakingly beautiful locations, jaw-dropping action sequences, government conspiracies, and through it all, palpable romantic chemistry between Ethan and Grace, a professional thief who ends up entangled with him. She, Ethan, and several others are in search of two halves of a mysterious key that will unlock untold power. This franchise, which started in the hands of Brian De Palma, has been steered by McQuarrie since 2015's Rogue Nation. The director, his charismatic hero, and the demands of these gigantic action movies seem to be perfectly in sync. The two have a keen understanding of the rhythms of the cinematic roller coaster, which must deliver on so many fronts. The film blends high-stakes thrills with emotion and themes of friendship, loyalty, sacrifice. The arch-enemy now isn't a human being, it's a Machiavellian artificial intelligence called The Entity.
Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet. Like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Which can set off global wars. A character tells us, whoever controls the entity controls the truth. At 61, Cruise is in fantastic shape. At various points in the film, he sprints. His speed and his agility is a thing of beauty and inspiration. At least for a few days, I will eat better and work out harder. But what's even more beautiful is that age has inflected his startling handsomeness with a few facial lines. These are markers of mortality. So even as Cruise, our favorite stuntman superstar, runs on top of the speeding train in the Austrian Alps, we know that someday this too shall pass, which makes all that he does to entertain us just a fraction more poignant. The others provide strong support, especially the women. Rebecca Ferguson as Ilsa Faust, who may or may not be a love interest. The gorgeous Vanessa Kirby is back as the White Widow, who may or may not be on Ethan's side. Hayley Atwell's Grace has spine and sauciness. At one point, Grace and Ethan are handcuffed to each other, whizzing around Rome in this tiny yellow Fiat car, trying to outrun the bad guys, cops, and the American authorities. Grace asks, "Is there anyone not chasing us?" It's funny, and it's also sexy. There's also Pom Clementif as a badass, who also becomes more intriguing as the story unravels. Simon Pegg and Ving Rhames return as Benji and Luther. And Isai Morales stars as the prime baddie with whom Ethan goes one-on-one on a speeding train. Which made me smile. Because no matter how high-tech and big-budget action films get, eventually it all boils down to one man against another. Part 2 of Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning will be released next year. Talking about the motorcycle stunt, Cruise shared that they have a saying on the Mission Impossible movies, "Don't be careful, be competent." This film gives us a new and very satisfying level of competent. You can see Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 at a theater near you. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.